For Radio K-Man News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Zollins. The Ministry of Investment, Innovation, and Social Development approves a $250 holiday season payment to those who receive long-term financial assistance through the Needs Assessment Unit and recipients of the Seafarers and Veterans Ex Gratia benefit. This additional payment aims to provide support to vulnerable groups, including those persons living with permanent disabilities, older persons, veterans, and seafarers during the holiday season. Recipients of the holiday season payment will receive the additional support the week of December 11th, in time to help make their holiday season a little brighter. Bad driver busts and a wanted man. Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller brings us more from the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service.
Police are calling on you to help them track down 53-year-old Bonnetown man Noel Paul Manning, who's facing charges in relation to, quote, serious offenses. He was set to appear in court on Monday, but has breached his bail conditions and removed his electronic monitoring device. You can find a photo of Mr. Manning on our website, radiokman.gov.ky. Also this week, officers with the RCIPS traffic unit busted 13 people for offenses after an operation in Bodentown near Beach Bay. This was in response, quote, to community road safety concerns occurring during peak hour commuting traffic that passes through the district. Targeted operations are scheduled throughout the month as part of the RCIPS's holiday safety campaign, Winter Guardian. I'm Carsley Fuller.
Life is stressful, and sometimes that stress goes through the roof during the holidays. In hopes of helping the public learn how to alleviate it, the Cayman Islands Public Library Services is hosting a stress management session on Friday, December 8th at the West Bay Public Library. The session aims to provide community members with relevant information on stress management and mental wellness. Led by mental health professionals Stephanie Price and Fernando Green, the one-hour session will commence at 10 a.m. under the theme Promoting Healthy Communities. For more information on this or other activities at the West Bay Library, contact Marcia Davis at 949-7659 or marcia.davis@gov.ky. And one of the other courses that the West Bay Public Library is ready to help residents with is making some money online. More from CIGTV's Donna Bush.
Sharing your ideas and not thinking too much about, well, will someone do this? I said, just make it.
Recently, the public libraries offered a series of workshops titled Unlock E-commerce Opportunities with Social Media. The Make Money with Social Media series of e-commerce training sessions were designed to empower the public to discover the financial potential of social media platforms. Now, the two-hour sessions took place at the West Bay and Northside Libraries. Library officials said in today's tech-driven world, they hope the workshops will help those who wish to earn additional income by leveraging their social media accounts.
Now we turn to the BBC with a check on international news. For Radio Cayman, I'm Felicia Rankin-Zollins.
BBC News with Julie Candler. Tens of thousands of Palestinians are continuing to stream into Rafah City near the Egyptian border, trying to escape the intense fighting elsewhere in the southern Gaza Strip. Israel's military has pushed deep into Khan Yunis, to which civilians were previously told to flee. President Erdogan has insisted there are no differences which can't be solved between Turkey and Greece. Mr. Erdogan was speaking in Athens, where he's on his first visit in 6 years. The two neighbours are historic rivals. Britain has summoned the Russian ambassador over what it called sustained but unsuccessful attempts to interfere in British politics. It said a group of hackers working for the Russian security service, the FSB, had targeted public figures for many years. Russia has disputed the claims. A huge blast at an explosives depot in the Seychelles has injured dozens of people and brought down buildings on the main island of Mahé. A state of emergency was declared but has now been lifted. A Moscow court has extended the custody of three lawyers for the leading jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny as they await trial. The three are accused of using their access to Mr. Navalny to enable him to direct what the authorities call extremist activity from behind bars. BBC News.